Very sad day, although, of course, he has been ill for some time. And as it happens, I was just on my way to the house today saying to myself, Friday, I must go and see Cecil, but unfortunately, too late. So I shall, I've already seen him for the last time. But he was a great man and a great supporter of Margaret Thatcher. She relied on him enormously. He brought a sense of fun, a very sharp mind, and very good political antennae, which served her extremely well.
People will know him for being a politician, of course, but also for what happened with Sarah Keys, which I don't know whether what sort of picture that gives people. But what was he like? You knew him as well as anybody within the political spectrum, if you like.
Well, obviously, that was an episode in his life which was to be regretted. But, of course, many other members of Parliament ditch their wives and take up with somebody else. And Cecil remained true to Anne throughout the many years of marriage, since they were married in 1957. So I think what he'll be remembered for, though, is his service to the country, his support for Margaret Thatcher, his complete belief in her policy of privatisation. He was the man who introduced competition into electricity supply. So everybody who's sitting there concerned about their electricity bills, their energy bills, and thinking of swapping, well, you can thank Cecil Parkinson for that, because he was the man who introduced competition into what had hitherto been a monopoly state supply. Indeed, energy supply was only 40% was in private hands in 1979 when the Conservatives came into office under Margaret Thatcher. By the time we left, 87% was in private hands, and it's been a great success.